Bloomsbury, it's March 13th, 2012, forward operating base Edinburgh, Helmand Province, Afghanistan. I'm with the senior chief that runs the STP, which is the Shock Trauma Platoon. Please tell me your name, sir.
Senior Chief Terry D. Green.
And senior as you're to be addressed, correct?
Senior is fine, yeah.
All right. Senior, today's kind of a busy day, wouldn't you say?
It's busy, but obviously we've had busier since we've been here, so...
So, the question that I want to ask you, I've been watching your crew do their thing, as they say, and everybody does it remarkably well. This morning it was like we had three in there that were busy. We had a contractor later on. Now we have a Marine today. How do you just get through the day to do these things? How do you just maintain is the question everybody wants to know.
Well, we've got people that are highly trained professionals. I mean, they come in here motivated to do their job, take care of Marines, take care of sailors, take care of coalition forces, and that's what drives them. For everyone that we can send home to their family, that's a win.
Now, I've been watching for a while since you've been here, and you and I kind of got here about the same time, so it's all we're been here about the same amount of time. I've watched everybody come through here, good guys, bad guys, questionable guys, whatever. Everybody seems to be just a patient. How do you handle that one?
That can be tough sometimes, especially if you know that somebody was involved in trying to hurt our people. But when they're in the door and they're on our table, it is a patient. We're there to save their life. Get them back out if there are guys into the fight, get them home to their family. If they're a potential combatant, if you keep them alive, then you get them back and somebody can ask them questions and find out what's going on out there, right? So there's a purpose to all of it.
Is this your first deployment, sir?
No.
Tell me a little bit about your history and how long you've been serving.
I've been active duty Navy 22 years, 24 with some reserve time, multiple combat tours in Iraq. Those were all with 1st Marine Division, so I'm actually used to being out with the infantry units, so this is a little bit of a change for me, receiving patients instead of sending the patients to someplace.
May I ask, sir, how old are you?
46, getting ready to turn 47.
Been out here long enough to forget your age, is that what you're telling me, senior?
And that's basically it.
Where'd you grow up? Where do you call home?
I grew up in Oklahoma. I'm a resident of Colorado and stationed in California.
Now, I have family in Oklahoma. My daughter and her husband have a ranch there. What part of Oklahoma are you in?
A little town called Nuwala. Most people have never flippin' heard of it, but it's close to Hera, McLeod.
It's all good country back there. They all raise good people. I got three grandkids that are now Okies from Muskogee. So
Are they actually in Muskogee?
Well, they were born in Muskogee, but they're out near Lake Eufaula.
Oh, beautiful area. Beautiful area. Beautiful.
Very good. Tell me a little bit about this particular deployment. Here, if it's different than any of the others, is there anything different about it that strikes you in your mind?
No, I mean, it's the only thing different for me is being on the different side of the street. Instead of being out engaging the enemy, we're here receiving folks. So that's different for me. That's a unique perspective. For me, it's one of those things that I always knew if I got my people to the STP alive, they were going to go home. Now I'm trying to return the favor for those folks that are out there, knowing that if they get their people to us alive, we're going to do our best to get them home.
So it really is a opposite end of the spectrum for you here. You're seeing it. This is full circle for you.
It is full circle, and it's a debt that I feel I owe to my compatriots out there to take care of what they have. And again, return that favor.
If there was one thing you wanted to say to everybody listening, a lot of folks in New Mexico will be hearing this, but it could go further. What would you like to say to everybody back home?
Hey, just keep us in your hearts and minds. You know, we're out here doing the work of the people, and we fall off the front page a lot, unless it's something bad. But there's a lot of folks out here doing good work, and they're the ones that you need to think about.
Very good. Senior, I'm going to let you get back to your job. I know you guys are busy, and who knows what will be next, but around here we always expect the unexpected. Thanks for taking time out to speak with me.
You're welcome, Jim, anytime.
This is Jim Speary, March 13th, 2012, Forward Operating Base, Edinburgh, Helmand Province, Afghanistan.